St. Augustine said there are three sure ways to arrive at Jesus Christ. The first is humility, the second is humility, and the third is humility. St. Thomas Aquinas reminds us that humility is seeing ourselves as we truly are. Firstly, seeing God as he is, and then in light of that, we see ourselves. And the passages from Scripture today, our first reading in our Gospel, give us some help into living a humble life as we seek to put others first without demanding our own way or even what makes sense to us. That when we submit to what's in front of us, as we said, we cease doing evil and we learn to do good. And we learn to do good by putting others first and ourselves last. And this is the program of Lent. It's to help us strip away of all of that self-importance and self-sufficiency, self-reliance, this insistence on getting my way and doing things the way that I want them done. Putting ourselves last and letting others go first. It's hard work. And if we have taken just this first part of Lent seriously, I'm sure we've failed numerous times already. And that's kind of the point. Because as the opening prayer told us, that we fall, we fail without Christ, without God the Father's constant and insistent help in our lives. We cannot do this on our own. And that's how sin creeps into our lives, is that we begin to think that we can do it on our own and that God's here to help me. But I'm here to serve God. And so I hope many of us, most of us, are familiar with the Litany of Humility. It's a beautiful prayer. It's a daunting prayer, a challenging prayer. The first part, we pray to be delivered from all of our misguided desires and our untold fears. And in the second half, we ask for certain graces. We ask for the grace to desire that others be loved more than I am. For the grace to be that others be esteemed more than I am. That others may increase and I may decrease. That others be chosen and I be set aside. For the grace that others be praised and I go unnoticed. That others be preferred to me in everything. And even that others become holier than I am, as long as I become as holy as I should. I think it'd probably be hard enough if we just focus on one of those for the season of Lent, much less the entire program of that Litany of Humility. But again, sometimes when we face the immensity of this task, we have no choice but to throw up our hands and say, okay, God, I'm all yours. You do it. This is where Christ is leading us, into a life of complete and total surrender, where we learn to cease doing evil and to do good, that we imitate our Blessed Mother and the great saints who have gone before us, to recognize the greatness of God and the beauty of his church and her teachings, and that without them, I really am nothing, which is what Jesus says. Without me, you can do nothing. But elsewhere, he says, with me, all things are possible. So we pray for that grace of humility, to live in the truth of who we are in response to the greatness of who God is. As we stop seeking to exalt ourselves, as we truly seek to be humble, it is then and only then that God will exalt us. Amen.